Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
I know you're just as shocked as I am to find out Michael Cohen is a thief, in addition to being a liar. I know you're shocked. I'm shocked. We're all shocked by this. That Michael Cohen, the star witness, admits stealing from Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. But you know what? As Lawrence O'Donnell said, he deserved it. He really did. He deserved it. Because he earned that money. Trump just didn't give it to him. It was his bonus. He had the right to take it. Oh, man, what a disaster this guy is. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. It's Monday, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Even CNN right now with their Chiron. Cohen back on the stand after admitting he stole from Trump. Yeah, this guy is a disaster. But Stormy Daniels was a disaster. Going on about condoms and sordid hotel room details. Cohen's worse, though, because he was at the heart of this supposed to be, yeah, he's a liar. Yeah, he's an admitted perjurer. Yeah, he lied to Congress. But he was supposed to be the guy who was gonna vindicate this prosecution. Instead, he's turned out to be what we knew he was, which is a petty, narcissistic psychopath, now also a thief. Now a guy who's also a thief. And the amazing thing about it, even like CNN, MSNBC, their legal analysts, all can't believe it either. They're all turning around and going, this guy? Really? How much more of a train wreck can this trial be? Can this trial be than what we're seeing right now? This whole thing is over. I was watching earlier today, Andy McCarthy was on, and they were asking him, Andy, why would you go into this case knowing that your star witnesses were train wrecks and that the case really had no basis? Why would you do all these things? And he said, well, times have changed, and he went on about that. I'm telling you, the reason is because the process is the punishment. Putting Trump through this, taking him off the campaign trail, whether or not they get a guilty verdict or not, they don't care. That's not the point. I mean, they'd love to get one. But even if they don't get one, the process is the punishment. Put the guy through this and... But I think what they didn't calculate is if Trump is found not guilty, which is probably going to be unlikely only because you're dealing with a New York jury. So you're probably going to get a hung jury. Remember, the verdict has to be unanimous. So can you get 12? I mean, even though everybody should turn around and say he's not guilty, there's no the crime here. The jury has yet to even receive the judge's instructions, so we don't even know what the actual crime is. But it's New York. The odds are at least one Trump-hating lefties on that jury. And that's all it takes on either side. Just one. You know what I mean? So you get a hung jury, and then the prosecution can come out and say, well, we've decided that we're going to review our options, and we may pursue charges against him again, and blah, 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 blah. In which case, then they're going to the corporate media will spin this as a jump ball. You know what I mean? If Trump's found not guilty, which again, I mean, if this was at any other place but Manhattan, but New York City, I would say, yeah, he's got a real strong chance of that. But the odds of 1 out of 12 being just a Trump hater who thinks he's guilty of something, I mean, even if it's not this, it's something else, January the 6th, or Russia collusion, or just being an awful orange bad man, and they'll find him guilty for that, use this as the vehicle for that, probably pretty high. But to get 12 people to go along with the charade and say that he's guilty, I don't know. I don't see it. I think it's a stretch. I think you're gonna have at least one person on that jury who's gonna say, I don't understand what the crime here is, and how do we trust these people? How do we trust a porn star? And by the way, that's the highest point of that's Stormy Daniels' best quality, is that she was an adult film actress. That's their best quality. I mean, otherwise she's another one. She's a attention seeking train wreck who has lied multiple times and has completely flipped the script on, at one point coming out and saying she wasn't a victim. Now she is a victim. So you can't believe her. Cohen's a liar who now admits that he stole money from Trump. He's a disaster. And they have yet to explain how any of this is even actually a crime. So I think you're going to find at least one juror who says, I don't see this, and I'm not going along with the guilty verdict here. In which case, then you're going to get a hung jury. And Trump will rightly come out and say that this whole thing was a waste of taxpayers' money and a waste of his time. But they will have gotten him off the playing field for a number of months. The thing is, it's not hurting him, though. I mean, politically speaking, it's not hurting him. In fact, there's a clip I'm going to play for you from CNN. They are just shocked at how well Trump is doing with the black vote. I mean, they can't believe it. They can't even fathom it. He's doing really, really well with the black vote. And I'm not surprised. Biden goes to this historically black college over the weekend, gives a commencement address. And the entire theme of the commencement address is, congrats, you got a degree, but you're a victim. America hates you. Good luck. You have no shot. That's basically it. Going on about George Floyd and black people getting killed in the streets and, excuse me, our Republicans want to ban books because they want to erase black history and all this other nonsense that he's going on saying. I don't know. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, these people earned their degree. They worked hard to get it. Many of them already have job offers. Many of them will get job offers. But there's the president of the United States telling him they're all victims and doing that for his own advantage. His own self-advantage, which is to push this narrative that America is this awful, racist country. And Joe Biden used to pal around with the Seggies, you know, and didn't want to see Wilmington turned into an urban jungle, whatever the hell he said at the time. A guy who has had an abysmal record on race, who was called out as being a racist by his own Vice President Kamala Harris back in the debates of 2020. But he's up there saying, you're all victims. You have no shot. You have no shot in life. I think, and this is something we talk about with Dr. Wilfred Riley every time he comes on the show every week, I think people have had it with that. They really do. They've had it with that. This notion that, you know, that black people are getting killed in the streets, that cops are the bad guys, and that's what he insinuates when he brings up George Floyd, and I think they just turn around now, and they're just like, stop. Enough already. What have you done for me? The economy stinks. I'm not getting any better. I mean, if I snuck in this country illegally, things would be great for me. But otherwise, what have you done for me? How have you made my life any better? And the answer is, you haven't. You made my life more difficult. So don't stand there and tell me that I'm a victim. If anything, we're all victims of your terrible policies. But don't stand up there and tell me that I'm a victim. I got my whole life ahead of me. I'm a young man or young woman. I got my whole life ahead of me, and I got to listen to you. I got to listen to you go on about how I have no shot. Can you imagine being told that at your graduation? America hates, from the president of the United States, America hates you and you have no chance. Even though he was vice president to a guy who was the first black president, a two-term president who won the white vote twice. won the white working class vote twice. But we're supposed to believe that America's this awful racist place because that's the narrative that Democrats push for their own advantage. And it's unfair to the graduates, but I don't know. I mean, listening to the crowd reaction where you get a couple people who made some comments, I think it really did not go over well. I mean, you can hear the kind of the only time he got an applause line was when he said black history is American history. But this was after he went on with this lie that Republicans want to erase black history. What the hell does that even mean? How do you erase black history? And of course, what he's insinuating is that they want to get rid of teaching slavery in school to go with a lie of what Ron DeSantis was not doing in Florida when Ron DeSantis wasn't trying to ban the teaching of slavery in Florida. But it's all about the narrative and spinning and lies and everything else. There's another great clip today of a woman who has for a long time claimed the ultimate victim card that America is this awful racist country and America is built by white supremacists, and then finds out that her descendants came here on the Mayflower. That's right, that Mayflower. Not like a Mayflower dinghy that came here in 1976, but the Mayflower. And she's shocked by it. And PBS reveals that. She's like, oh no, you mean I'm my family? What? Yeah, it's a tough time to be Joe Biden in this country right now. But this whole point about the support that Trump is picking up among black Americans, it's not shocking. You think about it. For a lot of them, the economy is the number one issue. But also, I mean, they don't want this woke crap any more than you do or I do if you're white. They're sick of it. They're sick of the open borders. They're sick of the crime. They're sick of all these things. They know it. They see it. I see it. You see it. People are, and I think for a lot of black Americans, they're tired of this notion that they're all, I don't know, that they're all just victims. Like they can't think for themselves. Here's Bernice King, who is the chief executive officer of the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change in Atlanta, who said the Biden campaign needs to figure out a way to reach young black people right now who are very disgruntled with the president. Well, I got news for Joe Biden. Going on and telling them that they're all victims and they have no chance of succeeding in this country, that's not how you do it. Cut 15.
I think there are people in the black community who are feeling like not a lot has changed, especially economically in the black community. And I think many of them have been driven by that. And it's not speculation. I mean, especially black males who seem to be more attracted to Donald Trump and his candidacy. And I think there has to be a plan and a strategy for the Biden administration to really creatively figure out how to reach, especially this next generation who's very disgruntled right now with the Biden administration. It's not going to be easy, unfortunately, but this probably is the most defining election of my time.
Well, it's worse than that, actually. Here's senior CNN data analyst Harry Enten with his new poll showing Trump has 22% support among black voters. Just as a point of reference, he was at 9% back in 2020. And he's shocked by this poll. I'm not shocked by this. We've been talking about this for quite some time. Cut number 5.
But look at this number for Donald Trump. 22%. Where was Donald Trump at this point 4 years ago in the polls? He was just at 9% of the vote. So he's seen more than a doubling in his support among African Americans. This margin, which was in the 70s just 4 years ago, look at where it is now, 69 minus 22. That puts it in the 40s. My goodness gracious, if this held through the general election, obviously we're still months away, this would be by far the best performance for a Republican candidate among black voters in a generation, two generations, probably since 1960 and Richard Nixon against John F. Kennedy. That's how long we're really talking about when we're looking at this margin here. This could be a truly historic margin. It's quite a troubling sign for the Biden campaign.
Yeah, you think? It's quite a troubling sign. Black voters are going to be the ones who save this country from Joe Biden, along with Hispanic voters, along with white working class voters. groups that the Democrat Party has taken for advantage, taken for granted, and completely and utterly ignored all these years. Ignored their needs, ignored their wants and their desires as they became the party of the coastal elites in the faculty lounge, to quote James Carville. So black voters, Hispanic voters, Trump is doing, well, Trump's winning with Hispanic voters. That 22% among black voters is probably even higher. And then working class votes, working class whites. They're all with Trump. And this trial is not going to change anything. The prosecution has officially rested, by the way, so things will be wrapping up here. They've officially rested their case, the case that they don't have. I imagine Trump will be coming out and speaking this afternoon. He spoke for about 6 minutes this morning. I won't play the whole clip for you, only because he's going to probably come out and speak again soon. But I mean, look, when you think about the demographics in this country, you think about how people are feeling. And then the only thing the Democrats can do is to try to pull the tired playbook of, if you're black, you're a victim. If you're Hispanic, you're a victim. And if you're white, you're a racist. And that's the playbook. And so the same working class whites that voted for Barack Obama, who are now being told they're deplorables and they're racist, they've seen through it. The black voters who've seen the Democrat Party take them for advantage, take them for granted, they see through it. And Hispanic voters, who I guess the Democrats thought by having open borders and having everybody invade this country that somehow that would win them over, well, they're sick and tired of it too. And meanwhile, the economy continues to be the number one issue. And when you ask voters whether they're white or black, they say Trump will be better for their finances than Biden would. Bottom line, Florida and Arizona. So here's CBS's Face the Nation, brand new polling results. In Arizona, Trump has a 10-point advantage on the key question of who cares about people like you a lot. And remember, I've told you before, people may lie to pollsters about who they're going to vote for, but people don't lie to pollsters about their feelings about things. When you ask people, do you think the country's on the right track or wrong track, they will be honest with you about that. They may lie about who they're going to vote for, but they will be truthful about how they feel about things. So just keep that in mind. Cut number four.
In Florida and Arizona, we polled in both of those states. By almost 3-1, voters say President Trump would be better for their finances than President Biden. In Arizona, Trump has a 10-point advantage on the specific question of who cares about people like you a lot. And the economy, again and again, number one issue.
Number one issue, the economy. Number one. Not, are you a victim? Not, you know, not Trump mean, orange man bad. The economy, number one issue. That is a big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He's my buddy and my friend and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. We have a lot to talk about today as the defense now calls their first witness. Prosecution has officially rested. They're calling Daniel Sitko as the first witness, a paralegal in Todd Blanche's law firm. That is the first witness that the defense is calling right now as the trial shifts away from the prosecution to the defense. And we'll see how much longer this circus continues. In the hush money trial, the hush money case, Cohen comes out today and admits that he stole money from Donald Trump. Now, there's also a clip, which I'll play for you, of a crazy Lawrence O'Donnell trying to spin that. It's like, well, I mean, the guy kind of deserved it. But here's the headline here. The testimony from the Manhattan District Attorney's lead witness in this trial today confirmed that Michael Cohen, a convicted liar, admitted thief. He overbilled the Trump organization by $30,000. In a heated exchange, defense lawyer Todd Blanche flipped a switch and went back to his days as a federal prosecutor, grilling Cohen on the way he'd gotten away with a crime. Quote, and you told multiple prosecutors in the district attorney's office that story, right? Yes, sir, Cohen responded. Did you ever have to plead guilty to larceny? No, sir. In just a few minutes, Trump's lead defense lawyer managed to show jurors that a trial about Trump's alleged business fraud relies on the truthful testimony of a man who was engaged in fraud of his own. For weeks, the ongoing criminal trial in New York City has carefully documented how two women, Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels were paid to keep quiet about their alleged affairs with Trump. Prosecutors have also shown how the Trump Organization schemed, as they say, to pay Cohen $420,000 for the deed. However, the final piece of the puzzle relies on Cohen. The idea that Trump directed this cover-up from behind the scenes, but a closer look at that reimbursement deal has smudged the clear picture drawn by prosecutors. This is something that we've been thinking of for a while now, that he probably stole money in this whole deal, and he sure enough, he did. Cohen's $420,000 included $50,000 meant to repay him for an entirely different deal, the way he recruited a tech company to do some internet domain-related work for Trump. And in recent days, Cohen has revealed that the notorious miser, Trump, stiffed the tech company, putting Cohen in the awkward position of having to pull $20,000 of his own TD Bank account and giving it to the CEO in late 2015 or early 2016. But as details were pressed between a meeting that Cohen had with a guy at his office and handing him a brown paper bag full of cash, which drew laughs from the courtroom, as the attorney pressed for the details, Cohen acknowledged he never paid the remaining $30,000 bill. And as far as the tech company is concerned, the Trump Organization still owes it that money. You never gave the $30,000 that was owed back to Redfinch, did you? No, sir, Cohen said. So you stole it from the Trump Organization, right? Yes, sir, Cohen relented. That's right. He's a thief, a liar and a thief, and that is the star witness for the prosecution. Even CNN, MSNBC, their legal analysts are mocking this today as they realize right now this has just gotten really, really bad. I mean, really bad for the prosecution, even worse than they could have ever imagined. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Big show for you today on a Monday as we get started with what's going to be a very busy week as the prosecution has rested. The defense now calls their first witness. It's Trump's turn now. Don't go away.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
That's what Cohen did, that scumbag. Took the money and ran. What a disaster for this prosecution. What an epic disaster. The guy's a liar. The guy's a thief. The guy's a vindictive, narcissistic psychopath. Let's think about this now. Let's think about Michael Cohen's character in every single way here. First of all, I have more respect for Stormy Daniels than I do him. Because at least she got paid to whore herself out and was not hiding it. You know what I mean? Like hey, I'm an adult film actress. I'm getting paid for it. Michael Cohen whored himself out, stole money, and then pretended like he was a symbol of virtue. And then we find out that all of this is entirely about the fact that he did not get the job he wanted from Donald Trump in D.C. because Trump was smart enough to say, I'm not taking this guy with me to Washington. And that all of this is a gigantic fatal attraction, bunny boiling on the stove, revenge. That's all this is. That's what this is. Michael Cohen didn't believe the Stormy Daniels story when it first came out. Michael Cohen is a guy who said, I'll protect him. I'll use this as my way to get in good and preserve my place with the Trump family. I mean, Stormy Daniels wanted to get paid. But this guy abused the trust that he was supposed to instill with his client. I mean, he's a lawyer. Stormy Daniels is a porn star. Now, I mean, lawyers and porn stars have a lot in common in terms of screwing people over. I'm not, you know. But what I'm saying is that Michael Cohen was supposed to be the consigliere. That's how he positioned himself. Instead, he stole from his client and then tried to destroy his client's life and destroy his presidency and destroy everything simply because he didn't get a job. He wasn't named attorney general or White House chief of staff or White House counsel, and that's why he's doing all of these things. Do you realize that if Trump had just simply taken Michael Cohen to D.C., we wouldn't be having this conversation right now? None of this would have happened? Because all of this is entirely built on Michael Cohen's sick, sick revenge. Now, I've told you before, there are people like this. There are people like this out there in the world, and they're psychopaths. And they may not be psychopaths in the sense that they'll kill somebody, although I wouldn't put anything past Cohen. He did say he would take a bullet for Trump at some point. But there are people out there who, if you don't give them exactly what they want, or they're just so mentally disturbed that they lie, they manipulate, they use people, and then when they don't have a use for that person anymore, they either drop them from their life completely, or worse, if they feel like that person's done them wrong, they will seek revenge. That's what this is. And now Trump's defense team is calling Bob Costello, who was Cohen's lawyer, who's the one who came out there and said he never believed the Stormy Daniels allegations. He viewed this as his opportunity to save Melania from embarrassment, which he thought would then raise his stock in Trump world and then guarantee him something. And when he didn't get what he thought he was deserved, he then went on this crazy revenge tour. He didn't think he thought he was owed more money. So that's why he took the money. That's why he stole the money from Trump. He thought he deserved it. I mean, that's the best part about this, too. The best part about this is that you've got people like crazy Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC who are saying like, oh, it's no big deal that Cohen stole the money. It's really not a big deal. I don't know, Matt, if you have that clip or not. It's from I pulled it in Gravian. It's not a big deal that he did that because he was owed to him. I mean, he thought it was his bonus and he didn't get his bonus. He didn't think he got enough for his bonus. So what he did was he wound up turning around and taking the money. Like, that's what he did. You know, and then so, you know, you can't really blame the guy. And so it doesn't really hurt the defense too much or hurt the prosecution too much. It destroyed the prosecution. The guy's a liar. The guy is motivated by hatred and he's a thief. But listen to crazy Stop the Hammering Lawrence O'Donnell trying to defend this in some way, shape or form. Take a listen.
And that's where he very effectively got Michael Cohen to say, to agree that, yes, he stole $30,000. Later, when Cohen was asked about that on redirect by the prosecution, it didn't really sound like stealing $30,000. It sounded a lot like Michael Cohen doing the little that he could within that calculation to rebalance the bonus he thought he deserved. And it still came out as less than the bonus he thought he deserved and the bonus he'd gotten the year before.
Oh, so if you thought you deserved it, then it's okay to steal it. If you thought you deserved it, well, then it's not theft. You know, I think I deserve this money. Listen, I think I deserve a whole lot more than what my company pays me right now to do this program. But if I steal that money, I've committed a crime. Whether or not I think they should be paying me more, and I do, but then if they don't want to pay me more and I just decide that I'm going to just steal it, that's not how this works. It doesn't get to, you don't get to play that game in life. Well, I think I'm entitled to a lot more than what you're paying me, so I'm just going to steal it. Oh, well, then you're good. Oh, if you think you deserve it. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, then, Your Honor, you got to drop these charges here. Unbelievable. This guy is something else, huh? What a disaster. Let's turn our attention to local politics for a moment. The race for the United States Senate seat in New Jersey to succeed scumbag U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. Donald Trump came into Jersey last week. You may have heard about a Wildwood rally. A couple people showed up for it. A couple dozen people. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the rally Joe Biden just had, where dozens of people showed up. Dozens. There are dozens of us. At that rally, he endorsed a woman named Christine Serrano Glassner, who is running for the United States Senate in New Jersey. And she will be my guest at 3:40. So we'll find out what she would like to do if she gets the Republican nomination for the United States Senate. We'll have that conversation with her straight ahead. And I want to tell you, my buddy, Dr. Mike Venneri, is going to give you the smile of your dreams. He's a great guy. He's a great friend of the show. He is the master of dental implants. There's simply nobody better than Dr. Mike. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to him today. He's got two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And the best part is, Dr. Mike is a great guy. He's a great friend. There's great music playing in the office. The people that are there are all wonderful. They are concerned about your care. More than anything, your care matters more than anything. And when it comes to complicated dental implants, complicated dental work, whatever it is, if you already got an opinion, get a second opinion from Dr. Mike. It's worth it. I always say this, don't go to the closest dentist, go to the best. This is your smile we're talking about, and we are now in special occasion season. Special occasion season, weddings, graduations, summer parties, all kinds of great things. And you deserve a beautiful smile. So go to VenariaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Mama Zioli first discovered him, and he's our entire family dentist. No one better. When it comes to implants, Dr. Mike's the man. VenariaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Of course, I don't mean all lawyers. I was just joking. Hey, Linda Kearns texted me and she said, Rich, please carve out exceptions when you say all lawyers screw people. I'm one of the good guys. Of course, I'm only joking. You know I'm only teasing. Just that lawyers and, you know, I mean, lawyer jokes and prostitute jokes go back since really the dawn of both professions. That's all. But I have, of course, have to carve out wonderful exceptions. Some very, very good friends who are, in fact, prostitutes. I mean, lawyers. One of them will be our buddy David Gelman, who will join us later in the show today. He is helping President Trump with some of the legal, let's say, conversations out there. He'll join us later in the show today. He's a good guy. But first, let's turn our attention to local politics, shall we? And by local, I mean statewide, and I mean the United States Senate. But it's New Jersey, where we have scumbag Senator Bob Menendez, who will hopefully be out. And hopefully the Republicans can pick up this seat in a year where Trump can do very well in New Jersey. When he came to Wildwood, he endorsed a candidate for U.S. Senate. That candidate joins me now, Christine Serrano Glassner. She is the mayor of Mendham, New Jersey. Hey, Christine, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm great, Rich. How are you? It's a beautiful day, and we are campaigning to win. I can tell you that much. It's that endorsement from the president, that really was a game changer. When you get President Donald Trump's endorsement, everybody pays attention. And doing that at the rally was just an amazing moment. I just felt so honored. And it said to me that he really thinks New Jersey is in play this year. So we're excited.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how has the campaign changed since the Friday before that rally and then the Saturday of the rally? How has it changed for you?
It was a major wake-up call for a lot of people. You know, Rich, with a primary like this, especially people that are already going to vote for Donald Trump, they're not paying attention. And they said, well, he's going to win, so I don't have to worry about voting. But now people are paying attention, and they're on fire. And they realize if he is paying attention, then New Jersey is a winnable state. I mean, after all, the latest poll for him, points. That is big in New Jersey. And the latest poll for me, I'm only in a three-way race. I'm only 5 points behind Andy Kim. So people are tired of this Biden economy. The Bidenomics has been wonderful for the nation, hasn't it? It's really been a changer for people's families' budgets and for people that have to save for the future because now they're not able to. And so people realize that, and voters realize that they've got to change how they perceive what their elected officials are going to do for them. And they've got to vote a different way. And I think they're going to vote for Donald Trump, and I know they're going to vote for me because they know how hard I work and how much I care about this state.
So your background, you are the mayor of Mendham in North Jersey. That's a unique perspective to bring to a statewide race. So tell us about your background and why you decided to get into the race.
Well, I got into the race, Rich, because I took a look around. I looked at Bob Menendez, who, you know, in New Jersey, people in general feel like he's been a crook for a very long time. And I said, it's time that we return integrity to this seat. I am the mayor of Mendham. I'm so proud to, you know, be a part of this town and its vision for the future. But I also have decades of executive-level government experience. So I don't come from just being a mayor. I've been in politics for over 40 years. But, Rich, I started out as a chef. And I was a chef for a lot of years, running kitchens, working hard. Yeah, I know what that means to live paycheck to paycheck because I did that for my first career. And so I really understand what people are going through. I'm not coming from just, you know, a corporate or executive level. I'm somebody who has worked my way up. And I think that's what people are looking for. They're looking for somebody who understands what it means to work hard. And I do. I understand, and I understand how this economy, how the border is impacting people. A lot of communities are really not happy with what's going on with the border and the increased crime and the lack of safety in communities. So we've got to consider all of this, and I know people need to do that when they're voting. They need to pay attention, and they need to vote differently because if they've voted for Joe Biden or if they've voted for Democrats before, look at what they've delivered to you, and you need to look at the results, and you need to decide that we're going to go back to sound economic policies and sound national security policies, and we're going to make this country safe again.
And let me say, Christine Serrano-Glassner, when I say, you know, a mayor, there's nothing wrong with being just a mayor. In fact, I think that people like the idea of somebody who is in touch with their constituents and actually has to hear from people and actually has to, you know, respond. I mean, you can't hide if you're the mayor. You can hide if you're a member of Congress, but you can't hide if you're the mayor. Everybody knows where to find you. So you have to be accountable to your constituents.
Well, they know where to find you, and they see you in the grocery store. And they see you at the gas station, right? So, yeah, you know, you will listen, talk to legislators. They will tell you the hardest job in the state is being a mayor, and it's for that reason, because at the state level, they pass all sorts of laws, but the people that have to enact them and the people that have to talk to the residents about them, that's mayor and council. We're the ones that are on the front line. And I love that job. I love being there for people and helping educate them. It's been extremely rewarding, but I'm ready for something of a higher level. I'm ready to deliver more for people in New Jersey because they deserve it. People deserve a state that they know that's going to take care of them when they need and that's going to be there and grow with them for the future.
What do you think are some of the key issues for the U.S. Senate? I mean, first of all, it was announced again, you know, more funding for Ukraine, for example, everything that's going on with Israel. What do you think are some of the top issues that you'd like to address?
Well, it's pretty obvious to me, I think, to everybody. In terms of how the Senate will address it, it's not quite clear yet, but the border, number one, is a problem. I don't think anything is going to get fixed in this country until we fix that border. It's problematic on so many levels, and it is costing this country a lot of money. People are dying. Hundreds of thousands of people have died from fentanyl overdoses, and that's pouring in across the border. These issues must be addressed, and they've got to be addressed now. It's something Biden could have done, but he's chosen not to. And I know when Donald Trump gets in, he'll address it right away. The overspending in Washington. We all know this is an issue, and that's got to be taken under consideration immediately. We've got to cut down on that spending. We've got to pass legislation with a plan in mind, and I feel like the Biden administration has never had a plan. They are throwing spaghetti at the refrigerator and hoping something is going to stick, but it never does because they're not thinking things through. To me, that's the most important piece. We've got to stop these omnibus bills, and we've got to deal with issue by issue right now until we get the economy back to where it needs to be so that people can actually save for their future. Those are my priorities, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
I know that your husband, obviously, is very close to the president, President Trump. What do you think of everything you're doing to him and this trial and the multiple trials and all the different ways they're trying to go after him here?
Well, you know, they talk about election integrity. To me, this is an election integrity issue. So much of what they're bringing up against him is political. And it's as it falls apart, more and more people see that. We need a justice system that's going to be fair to all people and not a two-tier justice system, which is what they've proven. They're just using all of this to try to keep him out of the race, try to keep him so occupied that he can't campaign. But we know that he rises above this. We've seen it. And he's figured out how to campaign in spite of all this and still follow the law. That's what I love about Donald Trump. He's tough. And he is still complying with everything he's required to do. He's the guy that we need to get back in the White House, and I think people will be happy once we do.
And since you were a chef, I'll have to ask you, what cuisines did you specialize in? Was there a particular one?
Well, my specialty was pastry work. And you're probably going to ask, do I still do a lot of it? No, because now I have to really watch my figure. But, but you know, when I have a little more time and I'm not campaigning so much, I'll get back to doing more baking, but not eating it, only sharing it with others.
Did you make cannolis?
I did make cannolis. I made the best cannoli cream.
I mean, you got to use the good ricotta for that, right?
Oh, yeah, you got to use the best ricotta. Actually, I know how to make ricotta. That's what you have to do is you have to make your own.
Oh, that's impressive. Now, Christine Serrano-Glassner, now you're really showing off right now on the show. I mean, that's very impressive. As you campaign throughout New Jersey, I mean, obviously you come from North Jersey, Mendham, Morris County. We're down right now in, you know, Philadelphia, but most South Jersey, Central Jersey's hearing us. I mean, how do you think the priorities for the state in general, for New Jersey, when we think about the U.S. Senate, I mean, some of the issues... energy, for example, is a big one. You know, you've got this idiot governor pushing these wind turbines, which are going to, you know, they're killing whales or killing dolphins or just destroying the Jersey Shore. I mean, what are some of the key issues for the state that you think that really you'd like to use your influence if you do become a U.S. senator, the U.S. senator for New Jersey, that you'd like to use your influence to push?
Well, it's pretty obvious, Rich. Look, overdevelopment. They're pushing, you know, it's one thing, and we know how important affordable housing is, but we don't need the overdevelopment with it. You know, and at the same time, they will pass laws saying, oh, now everybody has to drive an electric vehicle. You just mentioned energy. We don't have the grid for that. We don't have the grid for everybody to drive an electric vehicle. And then we will definitely not have the grid for potentially a million new units of housing to be built. We don't have the roadway infrastructure. We don't have the stormwater infrastructure because we know in so many parts of New Jersey, flooding is a real issue when it rains. The more you develop, the more you're going to have problems with flooding. And so it gets down to poor fiscal management in the state. I don't know if you saw recently, but they're talking about, I mean, here we are in one of the worst economies that we've seen in a long time, and they're talking about increasing the sales tax in New Jersey. New Jersey is one of the highest, that may make us the highest if they do that, taxed states in the country. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable for working families, for senior citizens who are on fixed incomes, or for our young people, our young adults who want to come back to New Jersey after school or, you know, stay in New Jersey, find jobs, get married, raise families, and raise their children here because it's such a wonderful state. These are some of the things that have to be addressed.
In terms of winning New Jersey, Christine, I mean, we have not sent a Republican to the U.S. Senate since the 1970s. In terms of that, I mean, Trump said, you know, the president said in Wildwood, he said, I think we can win New Jersey. I think New Jersey's in play. What do the Republicans need to do to be able to flip this state in November?
I think it's very simple, Rich. And this is what I do anyways. We have to communicate and connect with all voters because all voters are being impacted by this economy. And they are paying attention. I think that they're not going to vote, go in, you know, vote by mail, vote early, pull that lever. They're not going to vote the regular way they do for Democrats because they realize that's why we're in this mess. That's why this country has been brought to its knees. They need to vote a different way. And I think they're going to vote for common sense is what they'll vote for. And that's me. I am the Trump-endorsed, common sense, conservative candidate. And when people get to know me, they'll realize that I want to serve all of our people, all of New Jerseyans, and make sure that we're really paying attention to their needs. I say this all the time, Rich. This is a public service job. It's a job. It's a job that you need to show up for every day, not a self-service job, which is what Bob Menendez turned it into. So we need to return the power back to the people, and it needs to be people before policy, which is something the Biden administration has forgotten about.
Christine, the primary is coming up in a couple weeks. Where can people go to learn more about you and your stance on the issues?
Please come to Christine4NJ.com. That's Christine with a C-H. Come, send us an email, join our social media. We'd really love to have you on board. We're working hard, and we're working hard for New Jersey.
Well, best of luck as you continue your campaign. I'm sure we'll have you back before the primary. And send my best to your husband, and best of luck to you as you continue your race for the Republican nomination.
Thanks so much, Rich. Really appreciate you having me on, and have a great day.
Christine Serrano-Glassner, thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.